Perik Yud Aleph Mishnah Vav. Hatama Bavayis, if there's Tumma in the house, Veha'ilu Alav Tahayu, and people who are Tahor are Mahil over the Tumma, and they brought the Tumma to outside of the house. Beshamai Mitaharim. Beshamai says they're Tahor. Lushitasam, as we discussed earlier, because it heals the cavity of a person's body, is not considered a Ohel. Beisil Matamim. Beisil says it is a cavity, it is a Ohel, and therefore it brings the Tumma. Mishnah Zayin, Kelav Shechol B'sar HaMeis, if a dog eats flesh of a mace, Ve'umutol Al HaSkufa, and the mace, the dog dies, and is now lying on the doorpost, on the door threshold, with the tumma of the mace inside of him. And his face is facing inwards. If the neck itself has the space of a tefach, meaning if the circumference is 3.14 tefachim, then we know the diameter is going to be a tefach. In that case, maybe as a tumma, the dog's neck would be able to bring the tumma, could be considered an ohel, into the house, because we look at the upper side of the dog as if it is a ohel and brings the tumma indoors. And if the neck does not have a tefach, maybe a tumma does not bring the tumma indoors. Rabbi Yosi says, Royan es a tumma. We check where the tumma is. If the tumma is still in the part of the dog towards the house, then habay is tummy. But if it's from where the dog is going outwards, from the part of the dog out of the house, then habay is tar, the house will be tar. Rebbe Lazar says, piv lifnim. If the dog's mouth is inside, and the back of the dog, the hind of the dog, is out of the house, Habay is tar, the house is going to be tar, because we say that the tumma fit goes outwards. We're talking about where there's no pesach tefach in the mouth of the dog or in the neck, and therefore the tumma doesn't come inwards. We say seifa tumma lefis, tumma usually goes backwards, and the tumma would not transfer into the house. Whereas piv lechutz, if the mouth of the dog is outwards, then the house will be tamei. Habay is tamei, because again, we say seifa tumma latzis, the way of the tumma to travel is going to be outwards through the back, through the hind. Shatumma yotzis derech shluv, because tumma always travels through the back. As we learned in the early Mishnayos, seifa tumma latzis, we look through the door for which the tumma goes out from. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, benkach u'benkach, whether the dog's mouth is facing inwards or outwards, whether the tumma is in the house or out of the house, habay is tamei, the house is going to be tamei, because we always say that the tumma goes out through the mouth and also through the back. It travels out both ways. Kamatisha, for how long will the flesh of the mace inside the dog be considered tame and before it becomes disintegrated? So kamatisha, bimeyov, how long will it stay in the mouth of the animal or in the intestines of the animal before it's no longer metame? Shleshiyam mace, if it's there for 3 days, 24 hours, meaning 72 hours, then it would no longer be considered tame. Bayavis of adagam, regarding fish and birds, then kadesh tipple over to serve, it's a much shorter time. The amount that if you would have the tumma fall into fire and get burnt up, and it's in the animal, in the bird or the fish for that long, it would no longer be considered tamei, it would be considered dissolved or devoured. That's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, ba'ifes of adagim, me'es leis, by birds and by fish, if it's there for 24 hours, it's no longer mitamei.